Previously on Ugly Betty.
I am your mother.
Then maybe you should act like it.
Susan, I'm sorry. I'm new here, and I'm not really that familiar with everyone yet.
Of course I'm.
Daniel Mead, Mode Magazine. The only one in this room who was born into his job.
I never applied for a green card or amnesty because I was afraid they'd send me back. I killed Ramiro Vasquez.
Why are you dripping on my bagel?
I was on the NYW floor standing under sprinklers and there was a fire. Sorry.
And you were there because...
Oh, I was getting Sophia's autograph.
But you like her books?
It's terrific.
Seems like generic chick lit to me.
No. No, Daniel, actually, it's inspired.
Really? Girls like it on top?
Mm-hmm. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was signing my copy, and there was a wastebasket fire in the copy room, and the sprinklers went off, and now I'm wet.
Betty, you have mascara on your face.
Thanks.
Other side. So, have any messages?
Yes, Mike Day called, and he's turning down the hotel review assignment. He says he only does serious journalism now.
Unbelievable. 5 years ago, he's writing for an airline magazine. Now he's acting like Katie Couric. This is the third writer who's turned down the assignment, right?
I'll put together a list of other freelancers for you.
What the hell?
Let's keep all their stuff together. So
what are you doing?
Oh, my editors and I are working here until our offices are clean.
No, wait a second. You can't just come in here and take over my conference room.
Your daddy said I could.
Mr. Mead didn't okay it with me.
Then you should take it up with him.
Whoa, be careful with those mock-ups. You're getting them all wet. Those have to go back exactly as they were.
Of course. Because you might forget which half-naked, emaciated woman you want for your cover. And your lead story? Just great. 10 ways to lose size and get guys so empowering.
Really? And what's your cover story? 10 ways to treat a guy like dirt so you end up a lonely, desperate cat lady?
Well, the title's a little long, but thanks for the sorry pitch. Bye.
This is outrageous.
Wilhelmina, be reasonable.
You're asking me to entertain Ted LeBeau, the president of Beaumart, a store which has the fashion equivalent of canned ravioli.
We need their ad dollars. LeBeau's only in town from Texas for the weekend. I need you to push him off the fence and into our pockets.
Why aren't you signing this to Daniel?
We both know you're the best person for the job. You've landed almost every account for Mode.
And yet I'm still just creative director.
Also, I think Ted might be more receptive to a beautiful woman.
Well, I can't argue with that. I'll charm the denim chaps right off him.
Hey, my sandwich?
No, thanks.
Last time you were this quiet, you were about to tell me you were pregnant.
I think I know where we can get the 5 grand for Leah.
Tell a lawyer anything about why I had to immigrate?
No, I wouldn't tell anybody that you...
killed a man? Can't imagine what you and your sister think of me.
Hey, no. Papi, you were defending Mom. We understand. I'm not judge you.
Thank you, mi amor. So, where are you getting this money?
Santos.
Absolutely not. I don't want a cent from that degenerate.
We have no choice.
Oh, there you are. Betty, I've got something for you. This one's nice and dry.
To Betty, a girl like no other, loves Sophia. Wow, that's so nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, I need a little favor.
Of course. Anything.
I want to get fresh eyes on this piece I'm writing.
Yeah, okay. I'll just call the features editor and they can help you.
No. I want your opinion. You see, you're my key demographic for MYW. I am hoping to appeal to the regular girl, not this hipster fashionista here.
Okay. Cool. Sexaholics. Spotting them and stopping them. I'm not so sure that I'm qualified to give an opinion on this subject.
Betty Suarez, you are more than qualified. You understand my writing?
Well, I mean, I have read every single one of your books. And when I was at Queens College, I wrote a report about you.
What's going on?
I'm honored.
Oh, I needed some thoughts on this article, and I'm taking advantage of Betty's intelligence, which I'm sure you underuse on a daily basis.
All right, you know what? I've had enough of you. First you take over the conference room, now you try and hijack my assistant. Betty, come on, I have a lot of things for you to do.
Sorry, Daniel, I didn't know you were the jealous type.
Betty?
Sorry. But maybe I can help you later.
I'm not sure. Thank you.
She wants me.
Excuse me?
Well, you were there. You saw it, right?
I didn't really pick up on it.
Oh, come on. Sexaholics? That was clearly a jab at me. She gave you the article because she knew I'd see it.
Daniel, you think maybe you're reading just a little bit too much into this?
No. Trust me, I know women. She's playing games. You know what? It's fine. I'll just play games right back.
Daniel, do you actually have something for me to do?
I need you to pick up my dry cleaning. I need you to buy me a new sliding plastic thingy for under my chair. That one's worn out.
Slidey plastic thingy. Coming right up.
Betty, tell you what, I do have something more important for you. You know I need a writer for that hotel review. Why don't you do it?
What? But I can write the review? Shut up, really?
Yeah, it'll be fun. The hotel is 50 Prince in Soho. You can just change the reservation to her name if you want.
Okay, yeah, great. When do you need it by?
Monday. Leave a little early today and just spend the whole weekend at the hotel.
Okay, wait, this weekend?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Walter planned a romantic weekend for us in Atlantic City and he's really looking forward to it.
You can go to Atlantic City anytime. All you need to do is find the nearest retirement home, get on the first bus that pulls up.
I don't want to disappoint him.
Well, invite Walter to go to the hotel with you. That way you still get to spend the weekend together, but just not surrounded by seafood buffets and $10 hookers.
Yeah, but then he's going to distract me from my work.
Sounds to me like you've already made your decision, but you're feeling bad about it.
Hey, Braveheart, Wilhelmina wants you to put together a rack of Beaumart clothes for the meeting.
Oh, check out the Kelly Clarkson line. All her skirts have elastic waistbands, so they're really comfortable.
Thanks for the tip, love.
Of course.
So, I hear Daniel gave you a big writing assignment.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's my first one.
Well, word of advice. You may want to take the Betty wear down just a notch. The human pinata look may be all the rage in Queens, but in Soho, they'll arrest you for crimes against humanity. Have fun.
What about Atlantic City?
This hotel review is really important. If I do a good job, it could lead to better things at Mode. I can't just pass up this opportunity.
I was really looking forward to this trip with you. I got us tickets for the live stage show of The Price is Right.
You did?
Yes. And you know I rule at Plinko.
Well, why don't you come and stay with me at the hotel?
I don't want to stay at some lame Manhattan hotel. I'm going to AC, and I'm winning a dinette set.
That wasn't much of an invitation.
Well, Atlantic City isn't going anywhere.
No, honey, but your boyfriend might.
And I'm here to do my job. Hi. I have a reservation. Betty Suarez.
Whoa. Nice orthodontia. Right.
Thank you. Do you need ID? I have a business card in here somewhere.
You're from Mode?
I am. Yes, do you need to see my card?
Miss Suarez, welcome to 50 Prince. We're delighted to have you as our guest. We have a wonderful suite waiting. Please, have a seat, and the bellhop will be right with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Those aren't real.
Right.
sure that's not a pop-up book, right?
I hope not. I'm doing research.
I'm writing an article on women who tease their way to the top. Can I get some quotes?
You think I tease men to get power? You don't know me at all.
Oh, give me an hour.
Daniel me. You are a presumptuous, chauvinistic, payaso, prepotente, insolente, creído, presumido, vano.
Shoot, I don't have any cash, but I have 3 rides left on it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm in heaven.
I'm in hell. Imagine working at a sweatshop and not even being proud of what you're making.
Oh, no, look at this. This isn't too bad, this little tartan number.
Well, then you wear it. I'm sure you'll be a big hit at the next bagpipe convention. Oh, no, I like this.
I think this is perfect for your weekly meetings at the Coven.
Here's what I've dug up on Mr. Ted LeBeau. Aside from being obscenely wealthy, he has 3 kids, 4 ex-wives, and 5 golden retrievers. I think Davy Crockett showed at Westminster. How nouveau riche.
All right, let's sprinkle a little Lone Star State around my office. I can feel at home. Oh, Mark, did Nico return my call?
Not yet.
Are you certain you sent the care package to the boarding school?
I'm certain.
Can you call her again, please?
Yeah.
Oh.
Soft and cozy. No. Lavish refinement and downy opulence. Spectacular view. No, that's foreign. Deliciously divine view.
Torres, how can I help you?
No. Hi. I'd like to order a massage.
Very good.
You look like a bank manager.
I doubt any bank manager's wearing La Perla undergarments.
I found an interview in a whiskey magazine where Tex extols the virtues of rye.
Yes. Yes, Mark will come and escort him in. Thank you.
Oh, I wanted to watch a mosey. All right, I'm going to giddy up.
That?
Howdy.
Mr. LeBeau, I'm Wilhelmina Slater. Pleasure to meet you.
Call me Ted.
Ted it is.
It's our most popular line. Affordable and stylish. The career woman on a budget. How you like it?
It's like nothing I own.
Well, it looks good on you.
So you a fan of college ball?
Excuse me?
Longhorns. You went to UT Austin.
Oh, no, Mark did.
Yes, I did. It was so Southern. Go Longhorns! Yay! God bless America.
Is this your daughter?
Yes, it is. So, shall we talk business?
Well, my ad people tell me I should be in your swanky magazine, but I'm not sure it's the right fit.
Why don't you convince me?
Hi, I'm Sven. Ready for your massage?
You're not a girl.
No, all the women were booked for the evening. I'll set up the table and you can disrobe.
good? Really good. You can't even feel the difference, definitely.
You know, I didn't get my invite to the slumber party. I missed the pillow fight.
Can I have the water, Brad, please?
You know, if you want a man's perspective, natural and bigger.
Daniel, we're doing an article on breast reconstruction for recovering women.
Oh, I'm gonna go.
Are you sure you want to wear your glasses?
Yeah, I have to take notes. So, would you say that you are manipulating my muscles right now?
I guess.
Is this Shih Tzu, or are you wolfing me?
I'll get that. You just keep relaxing. Yes?
What's going on here?
Santos.
Hilda, I haven't seen you in a few.
You look good.
Oh, can I talk to you in private for a second? I heard at your new bodega you hit big on a number.
Right to the point. It's my favorite thing about you.
I can't say I have a favorite thing about you.
Please. I know what I got that you lack.
I need money, Santos.
Well, Ignacio. Come on, in this neighborhood? You heard I want money, I heard you need money. How much?
$5,000 for a lawyer. Look, I've never asked you for a penny. But we're in a lot of trouble right now. I need your help. You know how hard this is for me. Carry that kind of cash on me?
I didn't get a chance to deposit on my checking account.
I didn't know they had a checking account at OTB.
Look, I only got half right now. I'll give you the rest later.
I want to see Justin in return.
I want to see my son.
It's not what it seems. It's just a massage. I have to review all of the hotel services.
I don't like strange, tall, muscle guys touching you.
It was nothing.
Excuse me.
Thank you, Sven. You were wonderful.
You're welcome.
Walter, why are you here? What happened to Atlantic City?
I got off the bus at Secaucus. I couldn't go. I just want to spend time with you, Betty. All about you and me. Doesn't matter if it's Atlantic City or a really nice hotel room. Wow.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
This is freaking sweet.
I'm really glad you're here. But you know that I need to focus on my work. We can have fun. But this weekend is all about my review.
I'm not going to get in your way.
Okay. I need to get changed. I had made dinner reservations.
Okay. Or watch TV while you change.
Walter, you can't wear a t-shirt to a 3-star restaurant.
Why not? Rock stars wear t-shirts to award shows.
You're not a rock star. You played the flute in a Death Row Tull tribute band. We're buying you a dress shirt.